Happy New Year! Hi, this is Sarah Makula. I'm the host of the Prepare Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to episode 4. The Prepare Podcast is a podcast where you can tune in to hear women of faith and in ministry share about their experiences and wisdom to prepare and equip us in our faith pursuits and callings. And this is, like I said, episode 4, January 2016. And I'm really excited about the topic because it's all about preparing. It's all about discovering and all about calling and purpose. Today's episode is going to look a little different than our previous episodes. Typically, I sit down and I interview a person about the ministry that they're involved in and their background, and just so that we can glean from their experiences as we each individually pursue our callings and pursuits. So today, I'm just going to share a message that has been impactful in my life as I've tried to discover my calling and just really discover active obedience towards God. And the message is based around this formula. That's what I call it, a formula that I've discovered that I did not come up with on my own, but through studying other and following other women in ministry and their teachings, I came across this formula from Rebecca Lyons. Rebecca Lyons is the co-founder of Q Ideas. If you've never heard of Q Ideas, I refer to it as the Christian version of TED Talk. You can check out on our website a few links that I have to Rebecca's direct website and to Q Ideas. I've been to a Q Women conference in 2014, and it was just really fantastic. So this formula that she has that today's message will be around, I'm going to tell you right up front so that you can ponder it as I share. So her message is that your calling is where your talent and your burden collide. I'll say it again. Your calling is where your talent and your burden collide. And if I would have heard this formula back in 2011 or 12, I probably would have kind of written it off because I've always viewed talent in terms of entertainment. So that would have, you know, include like musical entertainment, sports entertainment, or I would have viewed it in terms of academic performance. And I've never kind of excelled in any of those areas. So I really would have written that off and not considered that formula to be a way that I would discover my calling. But thankfully I learned about it after I discovered my calling for this season. And I've been able to line it up next to my journey and see that it makes a lot of sense. But more importantly, when you hear a message, you should line it up against scripture. I went ahead and I lined up this formula next to the Word of God, and I really find that it's very accurate and is fulfilled in a number of different stories in the Bible. And what I want to talk about today is the life of Moses and how this formula of talent and burden colliding being your calling is how you can see it in Moses' story. He comes on the scene in the book of Exodus. In chapter 2 of Exodus, it's called God Chooses Moses. So Pharaoh had ordered all baby boys to be killed, but God spared Moses' life because he had something planned for him. Moses becomes the adopted son of one of Pharaoh's daughters, which sets him up to be seen as talented and powerful. But things get a little messy, and Moses makes some mistakes. He kills an Egyptian because the Egyptian was beating a Hebrew slave, and Moses then runs to Midian to avoid punishment by death. God spares his life again. But God waits years to use Moses, using this time to humble him. His life went from Egyptian royalty, who thought he could get away with murder, to an unknown foreigner and shepherd in a new land. So now that Moses is in a place of humility, God can use him. God is asking the same from us. He needs us to be in a place of humility to use us. So then God appears to Moses through a burning bush. And I found out that burning bushes weren't actually a weird thing to see in the desert. They were fairly common. But what was miraculous was that that bush didn't burn up. So you see that happened in Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. It says, Moses was amazed that the bush was engulfed in flames, but didn't burn up. This is significant to us because it shows us that God appears to us in ways that make sense to us, in ordinary ways, right where we are. But like Moses, we need to see the miracle. We need to see Jesus in that ordinary moment in life. So God tells Moses what he needs him to do. He needs him to first take off his sandals. Again, a message to us to come before God in humility and reverence. Then he says, now I need you to go to Pharaoh. You will lead my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. God could have easily approached Pharaoh himself. And we just saw him approach Moses. But God wants to use us to fulfill his purposes. He wants to give each of us a calling and a purpose. He has not placed us here for nothing. He has a calling for each of us. So if you look back at Exodus 2, verse 11, when Moses kills the Egyptian, we know that's wrong. But it displayed that he had a burden for his people. He went out to visit his people, and his heart broke for the way that they were being treated. His passion for his people went from 0 to 100, causing his passion and burden to manifest into anger and sin. Calling, again, is where your talents and burdens collide. Early in Moses' story, his burden is revealed. He has a burden for his people. The Lord is not selecting Moses for his talents in the way that we often view talents. The way that I view talents, the way I just described before. Moses is selected simply because God chose him. Maybe God chose this time to call Moses because this was when Moses was at his weakest. If Moses was strong and confident, God's glory wouldn't shine as bright. He waited until Moses' burden was established and when he was at his most humble and weakest posture. He knows that Moses has a burden for his people because God knows that Moses' capacity to become the leader will come once Moses simply says yes and fully relies on God. Moses was right. He was the wrong guy for the job, but God didn't want Moses to do the job without him. God just wanted Moses to obey. Our yes, our obedience, our willingness to grow, our capacity is our talent in God alone. I'm going to say that again. Our yes, our obedience, our willingness to grow, our capacity is our talent in God alone. God will use your yes. Again, this definition of talent is a huge relief for me because, like I mentioned, I was a kid, and I am also an adult, that does not have a standout talent in my former understanding of talent, of entertainment and academics. I discovered that my talent is my drive and desire to work towards something, to try, to give myself a chance. Again, even though I didn't make the team, I trained and I tried. I knew I wasn't a good singer, but I wanted to be a part of that community, so I put myself out there and I tried. So if we look back at, again, to Moses' experience with God, God has a lot of convincing to do to get Moses on board. So what God does is he performs miraculous signs in front of Moses' eyes to show him that God has the power to do what he says he will do. Even so, even after seeing these miracles, Moses still puts his heels in the ground and makes up excuses, points out all of his shortcomings for why he's the wrong choice. He's not a good speaker. He's clumsy with words. But God always counters, I will help you speak. I will tell you what to say. Moses says, Lord, please send someone else. So with the promise of Aaron being the spokesperson, Moses finally obeys and says yes. As the story carries on, we see God equipping Moses, teaching and guiding him, refining his passion for the Israelites. Moses would defend and beg God to spare the Israelites when life would have been a lot easier without them. Because Moses continued to choose obedience, God shaped him into a great leader who received the honor of carrying out God's will and purposes. God needs us in a place of humility and willing obedience to use us. He is asking us to be humble and to say yes. Moses' burden was for the Israelites. His talent was found in his willingness to obey God. The greatest stories we know from the Bible have a common theme: obedience. Moses, Noah, Joshua, Abraham, Mary, and so on and so on. Their stories were hinged on obedience, and so are ours. I'd say most stories told in the Bible hinge on an individual's act of obedience or disobedience. So what is God calling you to? What is your burden? What makes your heart beat hard? What makes your eyes wide when you talk about it? What has your attention? What breaks your heart? What do you keep coming back to? A few years ago, it was heavy on my heart that women my age that weren't married were left out of Bible studies and community groups because they didn't have a husband. It sounds harsh when said out loud like that, but that is how their groups function, and it hurts. I'm not saying they aren't a beautiful thing, those groups, but the reality is people get left out, and a space that is meaningful and life-giving is rarely created to fill the gap. I wanted so badly to be with my peers, knowing them better and learning alongside them. I missed them. It hurt that when they went to small group, I was the one that wasn't allowed in. I had run out of single friends my age. And when you're 28, being in a small group with 18-year-olds, yeah, it just doesn't work. You can't clump the singles. I needed a space to be with the woman my age and those just before me. I wanted to learn about marriage and motherhood, and I wanted to learn more about them and their unique identities outside of mother and wife. Why doesn't this exist in the church? I cried out. Oh, wait, it does. It's called women's ministries. I decided if I started showing up to women's ministries, maybe, just maybe, my friends and those I want to know better would also show up. There is a space for me and my peers. We just have to show up. That's how I discovered my burden. I let myself feel my hurts. I cried out to God about it, and I showed up. And I feel that is my calling in life this season, to help create space for women to be known and heard and loved and empowered. Just show up. Just because I'm called doesn't mean I'm doing it all really well or that I'm not having failures. Those things just come with trying. Even Moses messed up along the way, which resulted in earthly consequences. Hebrews 11:39 says, "All these people were praised because they had faith, but none of them received what God had promised. That's because God had planned something better for us, so they would only be made perfect together with us." Moses knew it too. He knew before his life was over that he wouldn't get to go to the promised land. Even so, he chose obedience and faithfulness. He still told Joshua that God was a just and fair God. Obedience does not equal easy times and earthly rewards. It means being listed as one of the faithful ones. Obeying, trying, and showing up is the talent portion of the formula. Talent, again, is described as two things: either a natural ability, a gift, or a capacity for achievement or success. So it could be one of the two things for you. It might be something you're really good at, something that God has just naturally gifted you in. Or it can be a capacity for achievement or success. So if capacity is a living, breathing thing, So is talent. Don't get hung up on the traditional view of talent like I used to. Talent is having a capacity and being willing to welcome God into expanding and growing that capacity. Your calling is where your talents and burdens collide. Isn't that true for our Savior as well? Humankind is his burden, and his willingness to die for us is his talent. His calling is saving our souls. The calling is real because he said yes and obeyed. My calling to create a space for women is only a calling because I'm obeying that call. Otherwise, it's just whiny burdens and an unwilling spirit, which is collectively disobedience, which is sin. If stories of the Bible are hinged on obedience or disobedience, which do you want to be remembered for? What do you want to be called? Obedient or disobedient? Do you want to be listed as one of the faithful ones? You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges, he took the humble position of a slave, and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. Philippians 2:5-8. So what is your calling this season? To discover your calling, consider what your burden is and consider what your talent is. Talent can be your natural ability and gifting from God. Talent can also be your capacity and willingness to grow into who God has created you to be. But both require you saying yes, and both require your obedience in order to become your calling. Well, thanks for tuning in, and I hope that you found this formula that we discovered from Rebecca Lyons to be beneficial to you, and I hope that it would just leave you wondering and pondering and praying and searching the scriptures to help you understand and discover your calling in this season.